You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Joining me on the John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline, the one and only Pat Thompson. I don't know if you people know how big baseball is in this state in the participation numbers, but it continues to grow and blow everybody away in terms of how many people play baseball in the state of Minnesota. And the leagues continue to spawn because at one point in time, there was just amateur baseball. Once you got done with high school, you might play in college in the spring and your only other option was to play on the town team. And then guys would get older and they say, you know, I can't keep up with the young guys or I don't want to put all that effort into it to stay in shape, but I still want to play. So they came up with the over 35 league. And then they started to come up with tournaments down south in Phoenix and in Florida, and they started to play these over 35 tournaments. And some guys said, you know, I really have loved playing the over 35 league, but guess what? I'm now 50 and I can't keep up with the over 35 guys. They said, let's start an over 50 league. And it has gone on and on and on. Some of the tournaments have over 70 leagues, tournaments, but there's also the over 60 league now prevalent in the state of Minnesota. And joining us, Pat Thompson, and he'd be the first one to tell you he might be a little north of 60, not much, but he has enjoyed the fruits of the labor of many, and he's been in the middle of making this happen in the great state of Minnesota. Pat, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Mike Max. It's a pleasure to be on the air talking baseball, particularly senior baseball.
I stopped by the other day. I was down by Hampton. I stopped in to see a game because a couple guys that you coached and I used to play with at Hamlin, Kyle Ogg and Doug Walsh, were playing one of these over 60 games. Now, neither one of them is 60, but they allowed for a couple players. So I sat and watched as they played. One of the players for the other team they were playing from Northfield, they played for Northfield, and the Hampton team was from the area. One of the guys comes down from War Road every weekend to play over 60 baseball. Now, what does that tell you about the love of the game? Because you have that love of the game. And what is it inside you and others that keeps you going and keeps you loving it?
Well, it stems from your boyhood when all you wanted to do all day long and even into the evening is play baseball. And so when we get to be our age, that dream is still with us. And, let me first say that, you know, you mentioned the growth of baseball in the state of Minnesota, where we're up to the 60 division in the Minnesota 50 plus baseball league founded in 2008 by one Vic Murata.
Yep.
There's over 700 players in this league.
Wow.
And 35 teams. And this year, the over 60 league, which is about in its third or fourth season, has grown to 9 teams. And over 125 players, and of which I am one of them.
Wow. So what team do you play on right now, Pat?
I manage and play on the Eden Prairie Saints 50 and 60 teams. This is our first year in the 60s, and, you know, it's kind of funny. I forgot to recruit for my 60 team. I was signed for the first 9 guys showed up. We managed to score an upset, but we had the catcher Jim Milo and myself, we started, and we're well into senior citizenry. I'll say we're not 60 or 70. I'll put it that way.
Okay, but you're having fun. So, Pat, if you're managing two teams, I mean, that's a lot of players that you have to recruit. So you get your over 50 team, then you try to get a whole bunch of over 60 guys that play on both teams. What do you do?
Yeah, most of our team is made up of individuals that play on our 50 team, but we've got about 4 or 5 that play only 60, and we've won 2 and lost 3 to date. We've got a game Sunday at St. Michael. We hope to even our record up, but we'll see what happens. We also tomorrow will play a 50s doubleheader at Miller Park in Eden Prairie at 11 a.m. against St. Michael. So if anybody's in the neighborhood,
well, that is my neighborhood. I might have to take a peek.
Yeah, for sure. We'd love to have you.
Is Carlos playing shortstop for you?
Carlos is playing shortstop. He's still at it. And he's still hitting. He hit a triple over the left fielder's head last week.
Yeah, I believe it. I don't know if you remember this, Pat, but Joe Driscoll passed away recently, and he was 70 years old. You know who Joe was, right?
I absolutely do.
Yep, and we played him. You were managing us, and it was one of my last years in over 35, and it was the state tournament, and he was pitching for Belle Plaine. And I hadn't faced Joe since he played for Arlington, and he's a legend and all those things. And I don't know, you may recall this game. I don't know. It was the second game of the tournament, and it was a big game because if you wouldn't go to the semifinals. And he and Carlos started yapping back and forth. And it ended in the top of the last inning. Carlos hit a bases loaded triple on him and won the game for us, in essence. I think we had to hold him the next inning. But when Joe passed, I remembered that moment so vividly. I don't know if you recall it or not, but it was this great comeback win against this legendary pitcher.
I remember it. I can still hear the ball thudding off the wall in the mini mat.
Yeah, remember that?
I do.
Like only Carlos could, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, he's a great player.
So what do you think this does in this day and age when we're talking about mental health all the time? What do you think having over 50 and over 60 baseball does for the mental health of guys?
I feel great going to play. I also play softball 2 days a week at the West Metro Senior Softball Association at Eden Prairie's Round Lake. But being active, and I feel better. I really do. And that just the camaraderie and the competition. You know, we hate to lose, but we also respect the opponents. And I look forward to the weekend where we play three games. And my wife, God bless her, is along, and she might be taking her iPad to read. I don't know if she watches all of the games.
Yeah, Judy's a saint, by the way. Judy's been a saint for a long time.
She's chuckling right now.
Yeah. But is that it? I mean, and it's not just about playing the games. Is that you have something to look forward to all week?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, let me tell you about the end of our first season in 2008 after Vic formed the league. There was a gentleman who's now passed away. Jay Beffert gave Vic a monogrammed Louisville Slugger bat, it looks like. And inscribed on it was the mission statement that we've adopted for the league. And it says, you don't get old till you stop playing. That's our mission statement.
That's a great statement.
And Cindy Beffert, if you're listening, hats off to Jay.
Yeah, oh gosh, that's a great mission statement. What is the difference in competition between you play tomorrow and when you go down and play in the tournaments in the South?
We've got some great players in this league, and most of them that are playing in this league, I say a good number of them, are getting ready for the national tournaments. And our competition can get pretty tough. There's teams that there's about five teams in our standings. Go out and look at M50BL in the 50s league. There's about five teams with eight or nine and 10 win records with only one loss. And so my 50 team is 4-3, but I hope St. Michael isn't listening, but I hope we're 6-3 after tomorrow.
How do you do on finding enough pitchers?
That's a great question, and a lot of times it's pitchers that have a lot of longevity. The person that's considered one of the best pitchers in the state is Gary Fritch from the Duluth area.
Is he still pitching?
Yeah, he still is, and he's still winning national tournaments. Oh. And he plays for the St. Louis Park Bees, and he also plays over 35 yet, if you can believe that.
I do believe that, because you remember this. Back in the day, we'd play New Hope, and God bless John Gilbert, the former hockey writer. But you did not fear New Hope, because at that time we were just much better, and we'd win 12-2 and things like that. So then we play him in a tournament one year, and somehow Gilbert gets Fritch to come and play with him. And all of a sudden it goes from us winning 12-2 to us getting beat 3-1 because of one player, and it was him.
That's right. And we played Gary when we were Eden Prairie Lions staff. We played.
Yeah,
Gary,
that's what I remember. Yep.
And we somehow magically won those two games in the state tournament. One was to get in the semifinals.
Yeah.
But then in the regular season, when we faced him the first time, he no hit us. So he doesn't forget.
No, he doesn't. And then there was the pitcher from Shakopee that had played minor league baseball, And it wasn't Comer was on the team, but they didn't allow him to pitch because he played in the big leagues. But they had another tall, lanky pitcher. And it's like, man, you should be right. playing amateur, right? Because he just keeps throwing gas.
The Comer brothers, one was pitcher and one was in the big leagues, and he was the catcher.
So tell me, though, for those guys that are out there listening right now, and maybe they haven't picked up a ball for a while, or maybe they've played baseball and they've just been playing softball since whatever, what do you tell them if they want to get into a league?
Look on the website, m50bl.com, m50bl.com. All the teams are listed there. Look up the teams. Our phone numbers are listed there. The schedules are there. The field directions are there. We welcome all players. You can't believe guys that have not played for a long time. They'll come. They might get a little sore. They might not have properly warmed up and might injure their hamstring a little bit. But you know, after a week or two or three, they're back in the swing of things and doing really well and fit in really, really, really well. And you mentioned Rick Merriman driving from Marlboro to join the Apple Valley Cardinals. Well, the Cardinals, I don't know how they do it. They've also got a guy driving up from Iowa to play for them.
Well, they got dang near the whole nation covered, huh?
Right. Tom Abrahamson is their manager. He rivals Pete DeFleck in recruiting.
Oh, yeah, he must. If you go to War Road and get one guy in Iowa and get another, you're in pretty good shape. Hey, Pat, thank you so much for giving us some time. I always enjoy talking about it, and you are an absolute gem and as an ambassador to baseball in the state of Minnesota, and you have done so much good for the game, and so many people have benefited because of your effort, and it's always fun to talk to you and appreciate all that you do for the game.
Thank you, Mike. Max, you're batting leadoff tomorrow.
7 o'clock. 11, 10 o'clock BP, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. Pat Thompson, nice enough to join us on News Talk 830 WCCO.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.